Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The seminary that I attended, the seminary that I attended in South Carolina had a long-standing tradition that every Friday night, the community would gather together for a cookout. It was a great way to unwind from the week, to get together with friends. People would bring their children, some folks would bring their pets. There was even a fire pit that we could just sit around and enjoy one another's company. I love a good cookout. You all know I love a good meal. Potluck, cookout, you name it. I've helped to host cookouts before, and you know, most of the time the host provides the meat or some kind of other protein, a side or two, maybe the drinks, and then everyone else brings sides and desserts. So being new to campus, a few of us asked what we could bring to the cookouts, and we were told to bring our own plates, our own cups, our own silverware, our own napkins, our own meat or protein, our own drink, and a side to share with everybody. Now, I'm certain my eyes were quite large, as I'd never really been to a cookout where I brought everything for myself, except for the side, which was to be shared. However, my good buddy, who is one of those friends who you never are left wondering what he was thinking, because he always shares it, said, "This isn't a cookout. This is just a bunch of small picnics in the same place. You're doing this wrong. You're doing it all wrong." And I can't help but wonder if this sentiment, "You're doing it all wrong," might reflect some thoughts that the disciples and others who followed Jesus might have had. Because you see, the long-awaited Messiah promised by God had finally come, but not as anyone expected. Jesus and the ways of Jesus were not at all what people expected or even hoped for. Instead of overthrowing the government, this Messiah was overly kind, meeting people's questions and needs with simplicity and grace. Rather than flexing his power of authority, the Messiah faced people's fears and anxieties with love and grace. In the Beatitudes that we read last week, and today's text is a continuation of that, rather than promises of getting even, we hear the promise that God will comfort and fill and bless all of those who have waited for this Messiah through their pain and their suffering. And so I can't help but wonder sometimes as I read through the Gospels, did the disciples ever look at Jesus and think, you're doing this all wrong? Which begs the question, have we ever thought or wondered the same thing? God, you're doing this all wrong. Because the truth is that God's ways are not our ways. God's ways aren't the ways of the world. We were reminded of that last week when we looked deeper at what biblical justice is and how we are called to live it out. The reality is, all throughout the Gospels, Jesus catches us off guard. The first will be last, and the last will be first. That Jesus came to love and serve and care for the least of these, and we are called to do the same. Blessed are the poor and the peacemakers. Blessed are the meek. It might be hard to admit, but I think we can all remember a time when the ways of God and the promises of God have seemed a little bit backwards. I think we can all remember a time when the ways of God, when Jesus' words were not what we were hoping for. We'd rather him say something else. Maybe there are times where we question God's ability or motives because they just don't always make sense, do they? They don't always meet our expectations. And then how about the fact that God's message of love and joy, peace and forgiveness has been given to us, mere humans, to live out and to share and to tell? And we might say, God, I think you've got this all wrong. Surely the God who is strong enough to create the entire world in a breath has bigger and better and a more powerful plan for saving the world and caring for the least of these than through us, broken and sinful humans. But God's ways are not our ways. And what might seem like God getting it wrong is exactly where the power of God is found. See, the God strong enough to create with breath is also tender enough to take on the form of a tiny baby. The God strong enough to create land and animals and humans is gentle enough to heal with the touch of a hand. The God strong enough to sit on a throne is loving enough to be lifted up on a cross. The God strong enough to calm storms with a word is brave enough to stare death in the face and come out on the other side through the resurrection. And this God, who is strong enough to write the story of God on tablets with a finger, chooses your life, your voice, your heart, your hands to tell the story of God's love and grace. Sisters and brothers, this isn't God getting it wrong, because the good news is that through God's love and grace, you and I are invited into God's story and into God's mission. We are called to be salt for the earth and light for the whole world. And because we are grafted into God's story, whenever we love God and our neighbors, whenever we serve the poor, when we tend to the meek or clothe the naked or serve the hurting, feed the hungry, we are telling the story of God's goodness and love and mercy and hope and grace over and over again. In our baptism, not only are our sins forgiven, but we are adopted as children of God, as God lavishes love upon us and then gives us the call to let our light so shine that others may see our good works and glorify God in heaven. Out of all that God has given us, out of all the love that God has lavished upon us, our response, our charge from God, is to bring light to a dark and broken world by doing good works, by doing justice, by loving mercy, by walking humbly with God. God loves everything and everyone that God created so much that God sent Christ to redeem it all. And now, as God's beloved children, we are invited into that mission to continue out God's work, to share God's grace and love so that through our lives, others may experience and know God. May our lives illumine the world with the love of God, so that all the world may be drawn to the warmth and radiance of the light of the world, Christ Jesus. May it be so. Amen.